For Delaware Public Media News in Dover, I'm Annie Ropeek. The past year has seen a lot of changes for Delaware's growing Hispanic community. Activists and leaders have been working on securing new rights and resources for Latino families in the first state. Now they're turning their focus to education. It's the theme of this year's State Latino Summit in Wilmington, and our reporter Ann Hoffman joins me from that summit now. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Annie. How's it going?
It's good. So this year's keynote speaker at your summit was Dan Rich. He's a UD professor, and he's also the policy director of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission. So what did he have to say about bilingual education here in Delaware?
Well, as you might imagine, he spoke a lot about the goals of the Wilmington Educational Improvement Commission and what that's really doing. He also spoke about the Vision Coalition. But one thing he mentioned was that 1 in 5 Latino students live in poverty, and that's in the state of Delaware. And he also mentioned that for schools that have a high concentration of students with ELL needs or students who are sort of learning to speak English for the first time in school, those schools tend to have the least amount of resources. And so he spoke about the need to sort of maybe reassess properties. A lot of properties haven't been reassessed since the 80s or even the 70s in Sussex County, or at least reallocating funds to make sure that those schools get the resources they need to effectively teach those kids English.
Sure. And I gather he was speaking to quite a number of actual policymakers, people that might be able to, you know, really affect some change in these areas. What kind of folks did you see show up today?
You know, it was interesting. I also went to the summit last year when it was held in Dover, and I felt that this year I was seeing a lot more policymakers. Javier Torrijos, who's the co-chair of the Hispanic Commission, told me that I was right. I saw the acting Secretary of Education, State Secretary of Education, I should say. I saw Rita Landgraf from Health and Social Services. And I also saw State Senator Brian Townsend. So there was definitely sort of a wider representation of people with political power at this year's conference.
Great. And I know they were expecting quite a big turnout this year. How else did it change from last year's summit?
That's right, Annie. So last year there were 300 people at the conference. This year they moved to a bigger location. Torrijos told me that they had to cut registration when it hit over 500 people. So it was pretty big today.
That's Javier Torrijos. Remind me his title.
Yeah, Javier Torrijos. He is the co-chair of the Hispanic Commission in Delaware.
Great. So he and others, I know, they're focusing on education this year and doing things like calling for the hiring of more culturally competent or bilingual teachers for ESL students, for one thing. What other specific policy goals are they looking at on their legislative agenda this year?
Right, and it was hard to get people to give me a completely straightforward answer, in part because one of the goals of the summit is every year a lot of different people come together from different parts of government, different expertise levels, to talk about what really needs to go in the policy agenda. But I do know for certain that a huge goal is getting more culturally competent teachers. I pressed Torrijos on what that meant, and he said he personally would like to see more Latino teachers be hired so that kids actually see teachers who look like them. He doesn't know how legislatively you make that happen, whether you just incentivize it or you put in something like a quota. He said he doesn't know, and that part of the next steps are that every subcommittee leader, and there's like 5 subcommittees of the commission, needs to really talk with their base and their public to find out what that might look like.
Sure. Does this really set the tone for sort of that commission's agenda this year? I mean, last year they looked at, you know, issues like driver privilege cards and some of those sorts of rights issues, and now it seems like they really are turning to kids. Do you think that's what we're going to see sort of in the coming year?
Well, they are, and that is something that they're really hoping to do, although they know it's going to be a hard year this year legislatively with the budget shortfall and all of that. But not every committee was talking about education. The Housing Committee subcommittee was talking about, you know, how do you work with people who are really vulnerable, who live in rural areas, who are renting. The Health Committee subcommittee was talking about things like obesity. Other subcommittees were saying there's so many great services, but our constituency or, you know, the Latinos in the state are just not connected to them. So it was sort of a large cross-section of different conversations, although education was definitely the keynote and a big theme.
Great. Well, thanks, Anne, so much for speaking to me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annie.
That was Delaware Public Media's Ann Hoffman speaking with me from the Delaware Latino Summit in Wilmington. You can find much more of her coverage of Hispanic issues in Delaware online at delawarepublic.org. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.